burn so brightly that people have direction. They have an anchor. They have a lighthouse in what's felt like a sea of darkness. That is my invitation to you.
Welcome to the Isla Podcast. My name is Nisa. I'm an intuitive guide, mentor, energy reader, and creator of soul-based courses to lead you to your highest self. I'm here to help guide you back to that inner knowing, purpose, creativity, inner child, heart, and light. Are you ready? Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the Seeking Isla Podcast. I am so excited to be in here, in your ears. So excited to be in your ears for the September forecast. Yes, this is the September forecast episode. It is also the first episode of our fourth season. This podcast is held on a quarterly season basis. And it just feels very appropriate to be turning the chapter of this month with a new forecast, new episode, and new season. So welcome, welcome, welcome. If you are a new listener, welcome. I'm so happy to have you. If you are a returning listener, welcome. I love you. I see you. So honored that you are here. For those of you who I am a new voice for, my name is Anissa Sedigat. I'm an intuitive, I'm a healer, I'm a guide. My work is about expansion, alignment, transformation. I absolutely love this work. I love being able to guide women deeper into themselves and their souls and their life. So if you're into all those things, soul, energy, and life alchemy, expansion, empowerment, and alignment, this is the place for you. All right, my loves, couple of quick things I wanted to mention before we dive into the forecast for this month, which was really interesting. First of all, if you are not yet on our newsletter list, it's definitely a place you're going to want to be. This morning, if you're listening the day that this episode is published, Wednesday, September 4th, Wednesday, September 1st, the monthly newsletter went out, and you guys, there's so much beautiful, juicy goodness on there. For one, I just think these emails are beautiful. I love designing them for you, babes. I have so much fun with it. And secondly, I had a couple different gifts on there for you guys. There's also some spots open for monthly readings, which are really powerful. If you've never done a reading with me, these monthly ones, I open up just a couple spots at the beginning of every month, and they are really powerful. We look at what's coming for you specifically this month, for you specifically, not collectively. We tap into energetic clarity, guidance, and empowering steps for you, go over any main lessons, focuses, themes that are coming up, what you need to release to be successful, what to call more in, and how to thrive. These are audio voice message readings that you will get to keep forever. And even though they are recorded with the month's energy in mind, a lot of the messages that come through tend to really be evergreen. So these are super, super supportive and such a steal. They're only $88. If you would like to snag one of those before those run out, there is a link I will drop for those in the show notes. Ugh, these are so fun. I literally get emails back from you guys that are like essays, just sharing your experience and how much the messages resonate for you. So I love, 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 love these. Like I said, there's only a couple of those spots I open up every month. So if it is calling to you, definitely grab one as soon as you're listening to this before they're gone. There is also a free little meditation that I've included for you babes in this month's newsletter. I am so happy to be sharing this with you guys. I truly believe that how we start our days is really how we're starting our lives, energetically speaking. And one of the biggest things that I support my one-to-one mentorship clients with is setting up a routine that energetically supports them. And a big part of that is how we are starting our days, because that sets the tone for our days. So I recorded this beautiful little meditation for you guys to really tap into the energy of gratitude, peace, wholeness, and all the things that you want to call in a heart-centered way. Again, that is in this month's newsletter. So if you are not yet on the newsletter list, that's exclusive to them. So definitely get on it. Link in the show notes if you would like to join us in that space in your inbox. And the last thing I just quickly want to flag before we dive into what's going on this month is the Rewilding Masterclass. My loves, I am so excited to be hosting this masterclass for you guys. I've had move through so much energy the past 2 months. I kind of took an impromptu little break the second half of July and the first half of August. I moved apartments. I just had a lot of stuff going on in my personal life. And just as an intuitive and a guide and an empath, I was feeling so much of the kind of unexpected density this last month. So I took a little bit of an impromptu break, but during that time, I had so many things channel in that I am just so excited to share with you guys. So this Rewilding Masterclass is a free 3-day masterclass experience that's all about reconnecting with healing and embodying your wild soul. So if you have felt lost, if you just want to reconnect with yourself, if you want to learn more about intuition, somatic healing, connecting deeply with yourself and understanding what your soul wants for you in this life, and just so, so much more that's just not even touching, not even skimming the surface of what we'll move into, come join us for this incredible 3-day free masterclass. I cannot wait to share all of this knowledge with you. So link for that in the show notes as well. All right, my loves. Here we are, September. I'm sitting here as I record this. It's about 10 p.m. on the night of Tuesday, August 31st, and I just sat down to channel this transmission. If you have been a longtime podcast listener, you know that these forecasts come through in different ways. Sometimes it's in visuals, sometimes it's in bits and pieces of messages that I have to thread together in the weeks prior to the month, and sometimes I am called to full-on sit down and channel for you guys. And this was a month that I was called to sit and channel. So for those of you who have never heard an episode with me channeling, just a little warning or preface, not a warning. Channeling is, to give a little bit of insight into that, channeling is essentially when I open up my energetic portal to messages from divine, from source, universe, whatever you believe in, highest light, consciousness, for the collective. So for my babes listening to our podcast, those in the Seek Isla community, anyone who will tune in, who's drawn to this work and this world into me, these are messages for you, babe. So it's coming to you at the right time. Whether you're hearing this now during the month of September or later on, time is just a concept, which actually was one of the things that came through in the channeled transmission. So just trust when this episode makes it to you. So channeling, like I said, it's me opening up to the messages. I do this in a very safe, clean, energetic way, and it's powerful, the stuff that comes through. And just as a heads up, and that's what I meant by the little warning, that because I am channeling source energy that's not me, I can tend to sound a little bit different when I channel. It's funny because I don't know what I sound like. I just record these and almost sometimes like there's multiple voices coming through. There's different speeds that I've noticed that that my voice will take on, different tonalities and just the cadence of the way that I speak when I'm channeling. I also sound a little bit zonked out. So, you know, it's because my consciousness has kind of stepped aside and allowed, you know, universe, divine source consciousness to come through and share these messages with us. So just a little bit of background if that's something that is new for you. And what we're basically going to do in this episode is I will guide you into the transmission. open, listen, receive, take what resonates, leave what doesn't. I want you to always come back to yourself and your intuition and trust your internal compass above all else. And then on the other side of the transmission, I'm just going to break down some of the themes a bit further as to what's coming for this month. So really, really interesting stuff that came in. I was not, it's not what I was expecting. Sometimes I can, you know, like I said in previous months, when I just get little bits and pieces of transmissions coming in, I know I have that anticipation. I kind of understand what the theme is going to be, or I can feel it collectively. And this one felt a little bit, I was like, oh, okay. It's a little bit different than I had anticipated. So, just be open, receive, and let's begin. I will see you guys on the other side of this transmission to break it down.
There's a fire brewing. And each and every one of us, collectively, it's a fire whose embers have been stoked for ages. Ritual, lineage, history, heritage, ancient traditions, we're many moving pieces in a galaxy, and just like the stars, we are all one source. Time is just but a concept. We can shift time, warp time, slow time, speed time, collapse time, twist time, distort time. Timelines are being collapsed now, and being presented with many timelines, yet turn to the inner fire. Perhaps there's really just one or two. One or two aligned. Sound, so much sound, so much distortion. Where do realities lie? Where does truth lie? Where do you lie? Where do you lie? Where is your truth? Will you stand in your power and your truth, even if you are alone? Only the strong rise from the ashes. Only some are meant to lead, others to follow. Are you creating paths or following them? Triggers tests. So much must burn this month. So much burn. So that so much may be reborn. From fertile soil, fertile ash. Paths are splitting, people parting. Be conscious of what parts you make. We are on linear spiralic journeys. Linear in the sense our journeys are solo, yet they make up the tapestry, the pattern of one, of the collective. The work must be done on a linear, solo, personal level. This is how we create change. We must first change ourselves. Do not be fazed by the triggers, the triggering, those triggered around. We are but mirrors. Our strength, our fears. Fortitude, perseverance, stay the course, breathe through discomfort, land, arrive. Change is abound the corners, first more must burn. We rise from the ashes. Light. Burning away impurities, burning away densities. To be, to rise, we must be light. Stay the course. Don't fear your flame.
Whew. All right, my loves. How was that for you? This is one that I feel like I will definitely come back to and listen to again, because I think there's a lot of nuances, more subtle nuances that kind of snuck between the layers of these larger themes that came through. So, as you heard, there is a process of burning, which I found to be very interesting considering some of the stuff that's just happening in the world right now. As we know, it literally feels like the world is on has been on fire for the month of August. Myself, I'm in Colorado. We've been getting incredible amounts of smoke from the wildfires up in California and parts of the Pacific Northwest, other states nearby. It was to the point, I actually have asthma and I was not able to really be outside, I feel like, a lot of the summer because of how high and dangerous the levels were. Not even just for those of us who need to be a little bit more cognizant of breathing conditions, but for everyone. And even just collectively, there's been, when I think of fire in terms of emotions, I think of anger, I think of rage. There's been a lot of that collectively as well. And so what I think we were seeing in this transmission that was channeled coming through is there is a burning process that's happening. And what I really want to emphasize is that this is not just a dumpster fire like you may see in memes on Instagram or other places, but this is really a, in a way, they were inviting you to look at it as a, if you want to take the opportunity to have it be a controlled burn or just let it burn, that we have the power to decide how we want this burning to go. What do I mean by this? There have been a lot of things that have burned down, relationships, literally land. The earth is course correcting right now with the burning of the land in a way. And it's also just hurting. It's hurting so deeply from the stuff that we have done as humans to this planet. There is a burning of old ways, old energies, patriarchal systems. We can get into that in another episode, but the more detailed versions of that. But there really is this process of things burning down. It very much actually feels a lot like tower card energy, the tower card in the tarot in some regards. There is a burning in a way that, it, even though we can't see it
from a greater, more macro universal perspective, perhaps, perhaps this is a controlled burn in a way to rejuvenate. I think to the farmers who control burn parts of their crops because it makes the soil very fertile. There's even parts of forest management where they will control burn parts of the forest actually as a prevention of fires. So there's so many ways that we can really look at the messages that came through with this. But one thing I do really want to emphasize is to lean into this, to breathe into this. That's not to say just watch, you know, sit back and watch the world burn around you. You can do that if that's what you, you know, feel is resonant. I'm saying this more in the regards of lean into it. If there are relationships in your life that are burning down, if there are belief systems that are burning down, if there are old cycles that are living inside of you that you're so sick of that you're feeling burning down, allow them to burn. Watch them burn. Control the burn. Okay? There was messages too about paths splitting. We will see a lot of relationships part this month. There is a lot of karmic energy that I feel into this month that is coming to completion. Karmic cycles, relationships that have played out and played their purpose, different things like that. So just pay attention to, especially in relationships. In terms of astrology, we have a lot of stuff happening with Libra, which is the, you know, sign of friendships and relationships. We are going to see movement in those areas as well. And I'm seeing this reflected in this energetic transmission as well. So something to really come home to as well that I want to invite you babes to do is to breathe, to embrace the changes, to not dim your light because you have a different opinion than somebody else. I'm not telling you to be stubborn and drag your feet and not be open to other opinions. I think it's a beautiful thing to be open, to always be learning, to be hungry for more. That's part of our pillars at Seek Isla is expansion. Expansion is always learning, always growing, always expanding our mindsets, our possibilities, our perspectives. And so what I really want to invite you to lean into is to not succumb, not back down on what you truly in your bones, intuitively in your heart believe in. And I'm insinuating politics, stuff with what's going on with COVID, stuff with the world, everything. If you really come tune into your heart, tune into that place, tune into your internal compass and your truth, and you believe something, do not back down, do not dim your light because you're afraid to stand alone. That was one of the messages. Are you willing to stand in your power even if it means standing alone? This is something that is so important this month. And with the energy that I see us collectively moving into, I think it's also something that we're seeing in the community of healers and intuitives and psychics that sovereignty is such a huge theme that has been brought to the surface with everything going on in the world. So when I say don't dim your light and stand your ground, I mean that. Like, stay in your sovereignty of what you believe in, even if it means standing alone. And my loves, this is something that I have been faced very, very strongly with, for lack of a better word, these past few weeks, is having different opinions than some of those around me. Some of these are old friendships I've had for 15 years. And the thing that I'm moving through right now is not having different opinions. I've always had different opinions. People, they've had different opinions than me. You know, that's what makes us beautiful as humans. We can learn from one another. But what I'm moving through is learning how to stand in my power, in my sovereignty, in my integrity with what I believe in. While also remaining neutral and open to other perspectives and trusting and being okay that if the person on the other side of that is not okay with my beliefs and they're not okay with what I am doing out of my own integrity and intuition and internal compass, that's okay. That's okay. And that was something else that also came through in this podcast. And the forecast is that, you know, some paths may be diverging,
And there was a lot of stuff that I was feeling into with karmic relationships, friendships, family, romantic partners, jobs. That this is a time in which we will see so much deeper than just the surface or the shallows or the first couple of layers. And you may think that you've been deep with somebody, but it's years like this and events like this that bring out the true deep beliefs and fears and things that lie beneath the surface. And no one has come out of this last year and a half unchanged. And so maybe it's because you both changed, maybe it's because one of you changed, maybe it's because someone's giving into fear and someone's not. Whatever the reason is, what I have been breathing into and making peace with is that sometimes our paths will diverge. Sometimes we won't be in alignment anymore. And is it sad? Yeah, it is sad. It's bittersweet. But instead of dimming my light, stepping out of integrity or my beliefs, which I believe at a soul heart level, remember I said, check yourself, make sure it's not just being stubborn. I'm not dimming my light anymore. I'm not backing down to live in fear. I would rather stand alone in my integrity, my beliefs, what I feel is true in my bones, from a place of neutrality and intuition and internal knowing, rather than fear or hearsay or pressure or persuasion. That's where I've been living and moving through and embodying these past few weeks. And I won't lie to you, it's lonely sometimes. And I'm not somebody who generally feels lonely. But part of what made me feel that loneliness, I'm going on a bit of a side tangent here, my loves, but I feel like this needs to come through because I feel like a lot of us are feeling this right now. Part of, for me, what I feel is true loneliness is being surrounded by people who don't actually know you or who don't understand you or who don't see you, honor you. People you have to shrink yourself around to make them more comfortable or hide horrid parts of yourself away. That to me is loneliness. I would rather be alone. I would rather just be by my onesome with my dog and be in integrity. Because loneliness isn't about being alone, being by yourself. Loneliness is that feeling of being in a world and a place and yet no one can reach you there. That to me is loneliness. So that's just some things that I've been moving through that I felt called to share with you, because I know that a lot of us are feeling this way right now, and I know that a lot of us don't want to be alone because we have been so fucking alone this last, it's crazy, almost 2 years. And so I want to encourage you to come back to your strength, come back to your fire. Don't dim that flame. Don't dim your light. Don't stray from your inner knowing, your integrity, your intuition, your internal compass, so that you're not alone. Because guess what? When you do that and you stay in that integrity, you will find your people. And maybe it will take longer than anticipated, but you will find them and they will find you. And then you can all burn brightly together and lead the way for others to do the same. Lead the way for others to not feel alone in their sovereignty. Lead the way for others who are on the fence, who don't want to live in fear, but they also don't want to be alone. They don't know another way. Burn so brightly that people have direction. They have an anchor. They have a lighthouse in what's felt like a sea of darkness this last year. That is my invitation to you. Be the light. Sometimes the light is not all light and love. Sometimes the light is fire. Sometimes it's fire. And it may seem destructive and scary and angry to others.
But when that fire is heart-centered, integrity, intuition, soul, wisdom, knowing, purpose, that fire lights the path for our future. So my loves, this is the forecast for September. Almost another little forecast itself with my breakdown. How are you feeling? How is this landing? How is this resonating for you? So many amazing things. So many amazing things. So my loves, this episode resonated with you, and you know a friend will be just as lit up from hearing it. Please share it with a friend. Subscribe so you can be updated on all the episodes that are coming out with season 4. I'm going to be changing the cadence of this podcast a little bit. We're going to be having shorter episodes coming out more frequently. And so much already channeled in for basically the whole month of September. So I'm really excited to share these with you. And for all those things that I mentioned earlier, if any of those were calling to you, check the show notes for all the links. Come join the Facebook community. Follow me on Instagram. Sign up for our powerful 3-day masterclass event. And get on the newsletter list so you can grab that free meditation and all the other goodies that are coming up this month. All right, my beauties, I'm wishing you all a powerful, heart-centered, incredible, burning, rebuilding, rejuvenating September. I love you all so much. Have a beautiful rest of your week, beautiful start to this month, and I will be in your ears very soon. Mwah.